Brother Rex Warwick speaking.
Hey, Warwick, it's Tyson with the BRZ.
Hey, mate, how you going?
Not bad. How are you, mate?
Good, mate. What can I do for you?
I need to book my car in for a service. It was due this month.
Yeah, no worries. Let's have a look. I could do...
If you're pressed this month, I'm happy to go in December. It's not too much of a fuss.
No, that's cool. We can do... I could do the 24th of November.
Right, what day is that?
That's a Monday.
That's a Monday? Yeah, sweet as. That should be good.
Awesome, man. Is it Tyson? What's your phone number again, mate?
0410?
Yep.
908?
Yep.
074.
074. We'll get you down for Monday the 24th.
Sweet as. And I just wanted to run another thing by you.
Mm-hmm.
I've emailed the guy at Rexdale's email because my dad's looking to get his Forester GT in. I emailed a few pictures probably 2.5 weeks ago or so now.
Oh, okay.
I haven't got an answer yet, so I'm just wondering where we're at with that too.
Let's have a look. It's Forester. I'm missing hose and parts. And you called that earlier. What's your buzzer for you then? Oh, it's got Marquez. To reply, unless it just got lost in the... It was on the 28th. It was like 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
Okay, let's see what we got. So which hoses were you...
We're actually not entirely sure. I've just taken some photos there to show you.
Yeah.
Basically, just going off that, the whole thing needs a look over, basically, and needs to be, I think, retuned. I think it's done about 400,000 Ks on that engine. So it's done a fair bit. The clutch seems like there's got an issue there as well.
Yeah.
So there's
a couple of things that's sort of going to stop us doing much with it. So that particular model, you can't tune the factory ECU on them.
Yep.
So you have to move them to like an aftermarket ECU.
Yep.
Which is like a Link or something like that.
Yep.
You can definitely do that. It's no problem.
Yeah.
Some of the hoses I'm just looking at here, the ones sort of... sitting in no man's land, there that's not connected. They are ones that are, the one near the turbo is being bypassed for a manual boost tee, by the looks of it.
Yep.
What else we got there? Yeah, so the one last pick, and then the one that's going, it's busted off, that looks like it's just been busted off from the return on the boost controller.
Yep.
Yeah, and then the other one is the same boost control solenoid that's not plugged in. So it looks like that's all been bypassed in the past.
Okay, yeah, because he has had some work done to it, but he had an accident with it and all that, and it all had to be redone sort of thing.
Yeah, fair enough.
But he's happy to spend a bit of cash on it, so he's happy for you guys just to look at it and you know, just get it up running smooth and all that, whatever you guys have to do.
Maybe we'll get it in and we'll do an inspection and work out what we can do. Because it's like probably the best 150 we can spend, I suppose, and just work out what's going on with the rest of it.
Yep, too easy.
What have we got? So is he sort of like any day's better for him or?
He's happy to get it in whenever. He's got to tow it in. So in there I did say he had to drive it, but like literally a few days after I had sent that email, one of his hoses busted off and now he can't drive it.
Oh, bugger.
Okay, so you're going to have to get it towed in there.
Why don't we do... I've got the 4th of December, which is a Thursday, so we'll get it dropped up on the Thursday morning and then we'll keep it to the Friday afternoon.
Yep, too easy.
Done, man. Do you want to put your details down for it?
Just put my details down for it and, I'll organise it all for him.
Yeah. And report tow in... pick up Friday, just cool, man, and then the number you just gave me is going to be the best contact on it. Done, man. All right, we've got a bit of a game plan.
Too easy.
Yeah, we'll go from there, mate.
Thanks very much, Warwick. Appreciate
it. All right, mate. Have a good day.
All right, you too. Bye.
See ya. Bye.